Module 10, Building a Respectful Workplace. A respectful workplace does not just happen on its own, it is built. It is common for a workplace to develop disrespectful practices unintentionally. Thus, it is important to be conscious of our actions in order to build this respectful environment, where employees spend most of their day. Once respect is present, all employees should be empowered to maintain this respect in order to ensure a healthy, successful workplace each day. When employees are not respected, it plays an immense role in their job performance. Respect is not only the right thing to do, but it has many great benefits that will be discussed in this module. It starts with you. If we wish to motivate our team to acquire respectful behaviors, we must first model these behaviors ourselves. Creating a respectful environment can be as simple as greeting your coworkers, holding open the door for another, using names when addressing one another, or saying please and thank you. These manners can go a long way in the promotion of a healthy workspace and will influence others to share this respect with others. You can also help build a respectful workplace by showing consideration to the business itself. This can include showing up on time for your job, staying the whole shift, helping out others at work, and doing your very best in your work performance. Team contribution. Respect is contagious. When we show respect for others, we will in turn receive and earn respect from others. Thus, mutual respect is a team contribution. Respect is an important key in a high-functioning team, as it allows for greater strengths and a more successful team. When everyone is working together and respecting ideas and contributions from one another, then great things will happen. This includes determining the goals for the team, including every employee in this process, and establishing the strengths and weaknesses of each team member. We can start with modeling respectful behaviors ourselves, but in order to create a powerful, productive workplace, it requires respectful efforts from the overall team. Respecting space and boundaries. Understanding and respecting personal space and boundaries is an essential factor in creating a safe environment, where our boundaries protect us and help us to define our personal responsibilities and values that may differ from others. Personal space is the physical distance among two or more individuals, within a family, work, or any social environment. This physical distance will vary, however, depending on your comfort and relationship with the other person. We all have different boundary expectations, so that is why it is critical to recognize cues and any indications when we may have disrespected another individual's boundaries. Violations to space and boundaries may be accidental or on purpose. The workplace should be a safe zone. In order to respect the space and boundaries of others, it is important to ensure we are able to distinguish when we are invading others' personal space and how to correct these violations. Workplace ethics. Ethics are the moral principles that empower our behaviors and choices, guiding us to abide by right and wrong conduct. Ethics and respect coincide with one another. Respect helps to give the principles of ethics meaning. Workplace ethics are the rules and guidelines established in a workplace that dictate proper actions and behaviors. It is imperative that the organization indicates proper conduct of what is acceptable and unacceptable, and stresses the importance of abiding by this conduct. The importance of these guidelines has been increasing over the years in order to protect the health and safety of all employees. There should be consequences or punishment involved for those employees who behave in unethical manners. Policies on respect. To keep discrimination and other harmful behaviors to a minimum, workplaces should have policies on respect implemented and enforced. Respect policies prohibit all forms of violence, bullying, and discrimination. These policies will help to ensure the health and safety of the employees and encourage employees to be respectful to each other. Any violation of respect, whether it is bullying, harassment, or discrimination, should come with an investigation on the situation and punishment for harmful actions. Employees are entitled to a work environment that promotes respect and dignity for each individual, and these policies will further help to protect employees. Case study. Dimitri and David have worked side by side at an insurance company for the past 5 years. David has been noticing that Dmitri has been getting more comfortable with helping himself to the belongings on his desk, and is always interrogating David about his home life. David felt as though Dmitri was more interested in talking rather than working, and wanted Dmitri to give him some space so that he can get his work done. David was uncertain about how to ask Dmitri to respect his personal space and boundaries. Fortunately, the insurance company held a meeting that had discussed how to appropriately approach others in the workplace, and how to recognize signs that you are invading the personal space of others. It was mentioned to look at different cues and gestures, and what not to talk about at work. Dmitri thought to himself, "Hey, that sort of sounds like me. Am I invading David's space?" These gestures sound like the way that David would act when I would chat with him. After this, Dmitri focused on ensuring that he was respecting David's space and boundaries. This created a better partnership between the two workers.